You're listening to the Salty Saints Podcast with Will and Angela Williams, a podcast meant to motivate you, encourage you, and sometimes convict you to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, grow in your faith, and stand firm to the end. Here are the Salty Saints.
Hey guys, we are back today with a brand new podcast episode. And today we want to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. So Will and I both have had some time with the Lord this past week where he has spoken to us directly on this subject. And we did not know that he was giving each of us separate messages about the fruit of the Spirit. And so what we thought we would do today is just bring you what he has shown us about how we can go through his word and how we both have gone through his word and through the scriptures over the fruit of the Spirit and apply them directly to our lives, what that looks like as personal application.
Yeah, so it's amazing how the Holy Spirit works, and it surprises us every time that something like this happens, but it shouldn't surprise us, right? But it does. And so what we're going to do, we're going to read the text, and we're going to be in Galatians 6 today in verse 16 through 26, and we're going to read that, and we're going to talk about the fruit of the Spirit and also the fruit of the flesh. And mainly, it's going to be the fruit of the Spirit, but we have to talk about the opposite also. So we're going to be discussing that. So we'll get Angela to pray, and then we'll start reading.
Yeah, and just quick correction, it is Galatians 5, not 6.
Oh, I'm sorry,
no,
yes.
No, that's okay. No worries.
Galatians 5.
So let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll just go right into God's Word. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning and we're just so grateful to be able to open up your word together with our brothers and sisters in Christ who may be listening around the world. We thank you for this platform and for this opportunity to reach many people. We just pray that whoever listens to our message may be edified and encouraged and uplifted. And if they need to be convicted or challenged, then Lord, we trust in you, the Holy Spirit, to do that work as well. We thank you for the discipline and the correction that you bring to our life and our walk. And we thank you that we are able to be open and transparent and share that with the world. Lord, because we know that you are a good, good father and you do discipline those who you love, your children. We thank you for that. We love you. We are always encouraged and uplifted by the work that we see you doing in one another and in ourselves. So to you be all glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Galatians 5:16 says, "So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear: sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another."
Amen. So, me and Angela did not come together about this topic. We were in my in the car, and we were just talking, and I just mentioned that I had the Holy Spirit came on me while I was at work and just and was bringing me information about and wanted me to study the fruits of the Spirit. So I went back and I looked at my Bible and went over it, and I just started going over each one of the fruits that it spoke about, starting with love. Well, I told her this, and she kind of laughed, and she said, "Well, what I did my study over this morning was the fruit of the Spirit." And that kind of, you know, she kind of went over some of the stuff, and she goes, "Let's not talk about it yet. Let's wait and do a podcast and kind of be fresh. So what we're going to talk about, we haven't discussed." Mm-hmm. So because we have not discussed it, this is going to be on the podcast and it's going to be fresh. So we did not, like, before the podcast started, we did not go over any of it other than what we just initially talked about. So this is going to be, I believe, is going to be really awesome to hear what each one of our studies come about. You know, how the Holy Spirit works. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go ahead and go first. Ladies first.
Okay. Well, thank you. So for me, I just was in my prayer time one morning, and I opened up my little prayer journal that our daughter and soon-to-be son-in-law got me for Christmas. And every page for each day that you go through has a different verse at the top. And the verse of this day was Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And when I saw that at the top of the page, really the Holy Spirit just prompted me to think on ways that I can go through each fruit and work on them personally in my own life. So mine wasn't a study per se. Mine was more an application. How can I grow in each area of my walk? Because you know, we are told in God's word to examine ourselves and to always be growing to look more like Christ. So it's really important that we, from time to time, as the Spirit moves us, take inventory of how we are doing in each area so that we can, you know, just work on these characteristics in our walk and in our life. So the first one, I'm just going to go through each, and I didn't write out a whole lot, just as the Spirit prompted me, in ways that I could tangibly, work on each fruit and in a way that I would actually do it, you know, actually think on it and apply it each day. So, number one, I wrote out show love to God through worship, praise, confession, repentance, thanksgiving, and petition. So that's during my own personal quiet time that I have with the Lord each morning. I just want to be intentional and purposeful about including each part of, you know, my prayer life, my walk with Him. So that's how I'm going to show my love to God. How can I show my love to others? By interceding in prayer for them, travailing over those who I know are lost. What does that mean? That's me and Will listen to a man, has an awesome podcast over the end times. His name is Bill Nordstrom. Highly recommend him. But he talks a lot about intercession and travail for the lost, and even for the body of Christ. And to travail just means to have a deep sorrow, you know, a lot of times even just being moved to tears. And especially we feel that way over lost loved ones. So I just think that what better way to show your love for others than to intercede in prayer for them, to travail for them, to pray with others. You know, when you talk to someone and you know, you hear that they're struggling, whether it's a brother and sister, whether it's someone who's lost, just, you know, if someone comes to you and they say, "Hey, can you pray for me about whatever?" Get in the habit of saying, "Hey, let's pray together about it right now," and go ahead and pray for them. You know, and if you have someone on your heart, the Spirit moves you in your quiet time or throughout your day to pray for someone, shoot them a message or give them a call and let them know that you're praying for them and what it's for. That that really just shows our love to others when we let them know that they're on our hearts and they're on our minds. We can also serve. We can give. That's our time, our gifts, our abilities, and, you know, to witness to others, to share with them the hope that we have in Christ. So those are the things I wrote down for showing love. Show love to God, show love to others, because those are the two greatest commands, right, that Jesus said, is that we love God and we love others. So my second one is express joy through worship and activities such as, now these are things that are, this is all specific to me. So these are things I like to do. I like to journal. I like to blog. So whatever the Lord is showing me or teaching me, I like to blog about that and share it with all of you. Or all of those who, you know, read my blog and follow me. Poetry, I really like to write poems as the Spirit leads me to do that. Art, I like to paint. I like to just really anything creative-wise, I really enjoy that. And it brings me to a place of just worship and meditation and thinking on God. And so, I'm kind of like a kid. I like to color and, you know, just do creative things like that. I've gotten into gardening lately and really am enjoying that. Also like to take pictures, especially out in nature. And that's another aspect of, you know, my time that I can really think on the Lord is just getting out in His creation. I like to go for prayer walks. Me and Will like to do that a lot together, and just being out in God's creation, just looking around at all the beauty that He has made. So those things bring me joy, and those are ideas that I thought of as I was thinking about how I can cultivate, you know, more joy. So that's love, joy. The next one is peace. Experience peace. How do we do that? By talking to God regularly and often and about everything. And this is, you know, an area for me, just being honest, that I definitely need to work on, because a lot of times I'm like on autopilot. So I just go throughout my day and I'm just focused on whatever it is, the task at hand. And it's almost like by the evening time I realize, oh, I have forgotten to be in the practice of talking to the Lord as I want to about everything all throughout the day. So that's just me being open and honest and confessing that to y'all, that that's an area that I want to work on, and shutting out the world more and tuning into the Holy Spirit. So practicing being filled with the Spirit more, you know, that's just something that I want to work on, because we know that He tells us, tell God everything that we need. We're not to worry about anything, but pray about everything. Tell God all that we need and thank Him for all He has done. Then we will experience His peace, which passes all understanding. So that is how we experience peace, is to tell God, tell Him everything. Go to Him in prayer constantly and we'll have His peace. Then practice patience. So stop expecting everything to happen so fast. Relax and slow down. Give things and people time and freedom. Stop being a control freak. For me, that's another area where I really struggle. And, you know, I get impatient. I told y'all I was starting to garden, so I'm looking at plants and constantly watching them to see if they're growing and things like that. And I noticed that I am really impatient with people as well sometimes. So that comes from me wanting to be in control and people not doing things on my timetable. So I definitely, this was an area of going to the Lord and confessing and repenting and, you know, asking Him to help me. And as I wrote out, practice patience. So it is a matter of practice. We can continue to work on this, and we will continue to work on all of these fruits of the Spirit for the rest of our lives. That's a part of our sanctification. So that's the awesome thing, is knowing that God is with us. The Holy Spirit is the one who produces these things in us and helps us as we grow in Him. So the next one is kindness. Be kind to myself and to everyone else. Take time to tune into the Lord and into my own needs. Then I can meet others' needs with kindness. So that's just, you know, again, self application, just how I am going to work on that is just tuning in more to God and tuning into myself and my own needs before I rush out and try to meet everyone else's needs first. Grow in goodness. So God's goodness, first and foremost, bask in how wonderful He is regularly. Take on this trait myself and show it to others. Write and talk about it and share it often. Pass it on. Let the world see my good deeds, that they would give glory to my Father in heaven. That's Matthew 5:16. The next one is live out faithfulness. Walk the talk. Live for Christ in all things. Practice what I preach. And that is something that we are huge on and we do talk about all the time. And, you know, we just are very active in our faith and we don't believe in hypocrisy. And, you know, so we just really believe in living out our faith before others. And then the last one is gentleness. Be gentle. And I said, to Will most of all, he gets my rough edges the most. I repent and I need to love, respect, adore, cherish, and treat him more gently. Oh, I'm sorry. I have one more. Yeah. I went on to the next page. Sorry. But yeah, so that was that. Again, this is just a very real and open message to y'all because this is me sharing what I have written in my journal during my quiet time and what the Lord showed me. So yeah, you know, we are regular people. We have a marriage. We have a great marriage, but we also spend a lot of time together. And so, you know, as I just said, he gets my rough edges, sadly, more than anyone else. So that's an area I want to work on. That goes right into exercising self-control. There are so many things that I can work on here. So physically can work on getting healthier, you know, which we are definitely working on that. We exercise regularly, you know, always just trying to have a healthier diet and our wake up routine, sleep and rest, make sure that's adequate. Add more fasting into our each week. And that's also that goes along with spiritual. So along with fasting, having our regular prayer and quiet time routine, Bible reading, etc. And then a way that we can I can work on mental is taking breaks from social media. So that can be, that's a really good piece of advice, I think, for all of us, because we live in a day when just everyone's on social media. And really, I mean, it could drive you nuts. You could really be spending way more time on social media than what you are in God's word and in prayer. And so if I'm honest, you know, that's one thing that I want to work on. And then we're called to think on things that are pure, lovely, noble, praiseworthy, excellent, and take all of our thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. So that would help mentally. And then emotionally, journaling more, knowing when to say no, talk and pray, etc. Cry when needed. And Will knows that's an area that I'm not that good at. Some of you may be. I tend to bottle up emotions. So just working on trying to be more in touch with feelings and also having more fun, finding enjoyment and freedom each day. So that is spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally areas that, I think, you know, I can implement more self-control in those ways. So I know that I went kind of long. Hopefully Will has enough time now to tell y'all all of his, but that was what the Lord showed me. And I hope and pray that, some of you will get something out of that as well. So go ahead, Dave.
Okay. So mine was more of a study, not an application, but which it is also an application. I looked at myself in each one of these, and the what come over me when the Holy Spirit showed me this was really, it started off in Deuteronomy 6, Deuteronomy 6 is the Shema prayer, or the Shema commandments that God, what God gave Israel. And the Shema means to listen and obey. And the main text is verse 4 and 6. It says, "Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one." Goes into 5. It says, "And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today." And it goes on, and I would suggest you go and read it, and it's really good. But I was reading that, and it just kind of the Holy Spirit moved me into what does it mean to love God, and what does it mean to have, you know, the evidence that you have God in your life. And I, you know, and the word tells me, and it, the Holy Spirit pointed me to the fruits of the Spirit, to what is growing off my tree, is. What, and I was looking at that, what is actually growing? Is it the opposite? Is it the things that were said before that? In Galatians 5, it says sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. And it says anyone that's living that way will not inherit the kingdom of God. So I had to go back and look at it and say, which of the fruits are more prevalent in my life? Is it the fruits of the Spirit, or is it the fruits of the flesh? And so I started going one by one, love. All right. And that brought me back to the Deuteronomy 6. Am I loving God more than anything else? Because by default, I will love my neighbor. And I had to look at that. Am I really doing that? I'm examining myself. And because of that love, of what pure love is not something that's that allows sinful pleasures to overcome me. That's not love. God does not say that's what love is. Love is what he prunes from you. That's true love. And I'm like, do I have that? And am I loving God, and am I loving others in my life more than I love myself, really? And I said, well, if that's the case, joy naturally comes. Joy will come behind that. And I believe these are set in a certain way that the Word of God shows us for a reason. Because if you have love, the right kind of love, you're going to have the right kind of joy. And when we look at that, if I don't have that joy in my life, I need to go back to the love aspect. Am I really loving the Lord and obeying what He's asking of me? Am I loving my neighbor? Am I loving my family? Am I loving others? And so peace will come after joy. And what is true peace? Peace is not saying I have peace in my sins. It's having peace in Christ. So I'm having to look at that. So this is a study that I did, but it's also an application at the same time. And so, and I'm rushing through this. I'm trying to get it all in before we have to get off. So peace, and then patience comes with that. And I'm like, is there true patience? Am I being patient? Have I seen growth in my patience with others, especially with others that are non-believers? Am I being patient with them to come to Christ? And also believers that are immature in their faith. And I'm like, no, I need to work on this. This is where the patience aspect that I need to learn in my walk to give others and show them that courtesy. And so if I have patience with someone, I'm going to show them kindness. I'm not going to be angry with them. I'm going to be kind toward them. And that kindness is the fruit of the Spirit. So kindness and goodness, I kind of look at that and they seem similar. But kindness is something that I'm showing to others. Goodness is what radiates from me. Goodness is what, but it's not good in me. It's not because God says, Jesus says, no one is good, right? So it's the goodness of Christ that radiates from me. And if we don't have that goodness, then we got to really go back to one, to the first one, love, to see if I'm loving God rightly. So faithfulness is next. Is faithfulness, that is being faithful in the things that God wants us to be faithful in, not faithful in what we want to be faithful in. I can be faithful in things that are worldly, and we are truly, think about it, when you're in sin, you're really faithful to that sin. If you have sexual sin in your life, you're really faithful to that. That overcomes everything else. That's number one in your life. So we have to look at, what am I being faithful to? Am I being faithful to God by reading His Word, by praying, by loving my neighbor, by sharing my faith, by just loving others like how I want God to love me? Actually, am I radiating that? Am I being faithful to God in that? Because faithfulness is, because guess what? In the end, it's not the ones that's going to go to heaven as the unfaithful. It's going to be the ones that are faithful. Mm-hmm. So gentleness. If I'm faithful to studying the Word of God and praying to others and doing that, gentleness will naturally come out. And I ask myself this question, do I need to work on this? Absolutely. This is where I need to be more gentle in my approach and things, because, and be more Christ-like. Then the last one is self-control. This is huge. Why is it last? It doesn't mean it's the least of them. It's last because it brings you back to the first one. It brings you back to love. If I have no self-control with my sinful self, you go to the list above these where it talks about sexual morality, impurity, lustful pleasures, and the like. If I have no self-control, that means am I looking at my sin life and I'm actually being self-control, having that mindset of saying God is first. My needs are second. So when people that are, that they'll go to, smoking or drinking or watching things that are not, these things are first in their life, then they need to really look at what self-control is, because we can have it if we go back to each one of these fruits to see where we're lacking. Because self-control is the ending, but it's like a caboose. It's just as important as the engine. So to have self-control in our life means that we have discipline, and God wants us to be disciplined, not in a white knuckle discipline, but because we love Him. Go back to Deuteronomy 6 and see that He wants us to obey. He wants us to love Him. Jesus says in John 14:15, if you love me, obey my commandments. So how we treat our bodies, how we, we get faithful in our studies is important to God, because that radiates over to the rest of the fruits of the Spirit, really. It's like a full circle. It's not a linear line. It's really, they all connect back in a circle. Because if you're lacking in one, you're going to lack in the others. And God wants us to be in that mode of thinking of, what is the fruits? This is the evidence of my salvation. Mm-hmm. Not speaking in tongues, or not the preaching, or gifts of the gifts of the Spirit. Those are gifts given to the faithful. This is proof that I'm saved, is the fruits of the Spirit. And that's what the Spirit told me, and that's what the Spirit showed me in His Word. So Angela has not heard me say any of this yet. This is what God showed me in it, and you heard what God showed her in it. Mm-hmm. So it unites.
Yep.
It unites perfectly.
Same Spirit.
It's the same Spirit.
And that is the Holy Spirit's job, is to work these fruits in our life. And just as I said, it's going to be an ongoing work in progress until we meet Jesus face to face.
Yes.
But that's the awesome thing, is that the Holy Spirit does this for us. He works these things in us when we surrender and we say, yes, sir, I want to obey. Yes, I want you to work these things in me. I don't want to live in, the works of the flesh. I want to have the fruits of the Spirit, because we are called to daily take up our cross, deny ourselves, and follow the Lord. So we're called to look like Him.
Amen. And one thing, I'm throwing this out. This is the pastor hat on my head right now. If you are defending any of those the things that are in the above list of the flesh, and you're not defending the idea of that you're working toward the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, you need to really examine where you're at. Because if we're defending ourselves in that mode, then where are we at in the fruits of the Spirit? Yeah. That's very important. Yeah. So
that's all we have for y'all today. We're out of time, but we will be back again soon with another message.
God bless y'all. Go share Jesus with someone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening in to the podcast. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share. You can listen to our previous shows and read our blog post at www.saltysaints.blog.